your place and be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Glory to God in the highest. We stopped at Ezekiel chapter 37 yesterday night. Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. We are trying to investigate the capability of the hand of God. The first thing is that the hand of God had the capacity to catch him away and to deposit him in a physical location. Hallelujah. That, so if this man could be caught away by the hand of God and brought into a physical location where physical things were identified like dry bones, and he was able to know that the location that he was brought was a valley. It is also possible for the hand of the Lord to take you to a spiritual location, because the hand of the Lord is the vehicle for transport. I want to read a scripture in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. So the direct consequence of the hand of the Lord coming upon you is that spiritual transport takes place. In the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible says, praise be, no, that's not my version of the Bible. I do Old King James. So you may wish to, no other version carries the weight of the Old King James. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. My emphasis there is places. So even in the spirit realm, there are locations, there are places. And part of what we see as a direct consequence of the impact of the hand of the Lord was that he was caught and taken to a valley, a place. If we see the description of the place, we know it is a physical location. And he was caught up and taken to that place. And he could interface with the realities of the physical location. In the same way, the hand of the Lord can come upon you and catch you up into a spiritual location. So the hand of the Lord is the vehicle or the instrument that facilitates spiritual transport. Sometimes the challenges of your life are linked to locations. And if God wants to bring deliverance to you, what he will do is that he will catch you in the spirit. And when you are caught in the spirit, it takes you to a location. First of all, one of the things I need to tell us quickly is that God does not only use us in the natural, he also uses us in the spirit. How many of you have seen yourself in the spirit before? No one. All right, so let me ask some more specific questions. How many of you saw yourself as a deliverance minister in the spirit? Deliverance minister. You are not even sure, so your hand is like... You too. The kind of deliverance that you have never done in the natural, you see yourself... How many of you have seen yourself and you are very wealthy in the spirit. Meanwhile, there are challenges around your life. So first of all, I want you to see that this hand of the Lord that came upon him, he caught him up in the spirit. So all of this is spiritually occasion. And it took him in the spirit to observe a physical location. That is how it is possible that when two people are gossiping about you, God can catch you in the spirit and you are there as an observer, just watching. I'm trying to show you the capabilities of the hand of the Lord. It was here I sat yesterday when the Lord said I should preach on the hand of the Lord. It was not as if I prepared a sermon. Everything I said yesterday came majorly by inspiration. God dictated those words, and I, today now I know the direction, so I have gone to do my work. But yesterday I spoke by inspiration. So the hand of the Lord can facilitate what we call spiritual transport. That is the first capability of the hand of God. Second capability of the hand of the Lord. It is when the hand of the Lord comes upon you that you are quickened. You are quickened, and what it means to be quickened is that all of your spiritual faculties are activated and animated. It will require you being quickened for you to be able to pick things up in the spirit. You can be doing fasting and prayer, and you fasted 3 days dry, and during the period of the 3 days dry, you were not quickened. It means you will come out of that experience of fasting with no encounter from God, because the hand of the Lord did not come upon you. The moment the hand of the Lord comes upon you, you become quickened. First of all, the hand of the Lord can occasion transport. The second thing is that the hand of the Lord occasions a quickening. The Bible says it is the spirit that quickens, makes alive. So you may have spiritual senses, but they'll be of no use to you, of no value to you, until you are quickened. When you are quickened, then your spiritual senses become active. And because they are active, it is now easy for you to pick the frequencies of God. You can hear the voice of God. And I'd like to paint before your face all the symptoms that find expression when the hand of the Lord comes upon you, so that you can maximize the moments that God designs to show you mercy by visiting you. Transport is possible. Quickening takes place because of the hand of the Lord. And when you are quickened, you come into the atmosphere of God. You can understand the language of God. You can understand the whispers of heaven. Things that even if they were buzzing around you, without the quickening, you will not be able to understand it. Once upon a time, there was a pastor, very dedicated pastor, in the ministry that he was serving. And a widow sent for him. And when he went to see the widow now told him that you are a great pastor, but the Lord is saying that you will need to resign from the ministry that you are in, because God has a pioneering assignment for you to accomplish. So he thanked the widow and he left the place with the resolve that he will not respond to any such calls after that time. Left the widow. He went for a conference. And somebody walked up to him and told him, it's time for you to resign. Same words that the widow used. And he blocked the person's number, that he would never speak with that person. Wow. He was doing night vigil in his house, and the lady that the wife brought from the village to assist her in kitchen affairs now began to prophesy or brought a message to him that he won that kitchen operator. He won her. Now, you know why this guy cannot relate with all those things? Because he's not quickened. In order for those people to receive those messages, they were quickened by the Holy Ghost. But the word of the Lord can be before your face and you will ignore it 1,000 times just because you are not quickened. You cannot respond to the word of the Lord, receive the word of the Lord, recognize the word of the Lord on the carnal plane. And so the Bible says, it is the spirit that quickens. This person I'm talking about is not a spiritual novice. All right? It was later that the Holy Spirit now got across to him. But you know why the Holy Spirit could get across to him later? Was because that was when he was quickened. You are cut off from the economy, from that which happens in the layer of God. You are cut off from the possibility of securing a perspective that comes from the mouth of God when you are not quickened. So part of what happens when the hand of the Lord is upon you is that it quickens you. Your potential that you now sustain, being quickened, affords you the opportunity to, one, think the thoughts of God. Now, the proof that you are quickened, that's some of the signs. The first sign is you can now think the thoughts of God. How many of you still remember that scripture that says, come now, let us reason together? You see, the invitation to think the thoughts of God is a product of an ascendancy, a summon. Come now. And meanwhile, you cannot achieve coming now by any attempt of the flesh. It is only when you are quickened that you can think the thoughts of God. God can bring his mind into your mind, then you begin to think his thoughts because you are quickened. If you are not quickened, you are cut off. You are outside of that civilization. Is that clear? Second thing that happens, which is an evidence of the fact that you are quickened, is that you God takes hold of the faculty of your imagination. Then the Spirit of God begins to use your imagination to show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Third symptom that reveals that you are quickened is that God begins to bring things to your remembrance. You have forgotten it for 10 years, for 15 years, for 14 years. Then those things begin to occur to you. Oh, don't think it's your natural intelligence. It is God that has quickened you and is bringing things to your memory. Those are the three basic evidences that you are quickened. I need to add the fourth one quickly. The fourth one is Psalms 80, verse 18. So we are seeing evidences of the hand of God upon you. Psalms 80, verse 18 is the technical person still on his desk. You give us that scripture on the screen. Psalms 80, 18 says, so we will not go back from thee. That means this guy is tarrying in the presence of God. And there, because God is delaying, he is becoming weary. And there are suggestions that, this thing is not working. So the guy is now trying to clear the doubts that are in his soul. Have you heard David? Sometimes he will say, my soul, Why are you troubled? It means that the condition of his soul, are you with me? There is a condition that is trapped in his soul and he doesn't yield to it. He's telling his soul, you're on your own. That is the same thing that's happening to this guy here. He's been in the presence of the Lord for a long time and the soul is already suggestive of the fact that, oh boy, this thing know they work. You can go and come back another time. And then he speaks to his soul and say, so we will not depart from thee. Have you ever had any moment in your life when you spoke to your soul before? My soul. Eh? Have you done that before? It is not something that believers do very often. You must be well taught for you to be able to fight your soul. When you see one discouragement, two discouragements, three discouragements, four disappointments, five, then there is a quiet thought within you that I will not try again. It cannot happen. That is the devil bringing you to a point to accept defeat without exhausting all of the weapons in your armory. Men like us, it is when we are dead that we'll stop fighting. So we will not depart from thee. You will need that kind of doggedness to be able to tarry enough to make meaning to God that this person is serious. You need to go beyond a certain threshold that will register the fact that you are determined. Sometimes I see people, I took my own transport money. They invited me somewhere, all right? I took my own transport money. I went to the place. Why am I there? To honor an invitation. Is that so? Is that true? Then someone now claims that God has revealed to him that he needs to come and submit to me. It is where I go to preach with my own transport money that a person is taking advantage to say that God revealed to you. I have a location. I stay in Benue State. You are allergic to coming to Benue State. So you wait for me when I use my own transport, make my own effort. It doesn't cost you anything to just come and say, yeah, I'm Ryan. I've been following you. When anybody that comes like that, I will just smile and say, oh, welcome, welcome. But you know what? In my heart, he is cut off. You must, in order for you to be a preacher, you need to be creative. When you see people that are not willing to pay any price for, this man came from Germany. And somebody is in Lafayette waiting for me. He said, I saw a poster. Are you coming? You will know that. Don't take him seriously. But when you see him, it's not as if he will behave odd. Smile. I say, hey, Lord have mercy. I was preaching in one of those states in the east. One guy now came. I said, he came to submit. And he came with cameraman and listen, I said, yes. Came with cameraman. And then when he finished, I allowed him to talk. He knows how to talk, so I gave him time. Finished. I said, can we take picture? Yeah. The cameraman said, no problem. That was going to be my last encounter with him in my lifetime. So the best his efforts created was the ability to take picture. Because he's not willing to. God didn't speak to him. If not, he will pay a price. And if he pays a price, he will not pay a price and come and say, I came to see you. No, he'll be paying the price until we notice. For 2 years, he will come and go. He doesn't want to see anybody. And then the God that sent him will make a way. That's how it works. If it is mechanical, if there's flesh in it, it will produce bitterness. It will produce a dagger. You will suffer for it. One day, Uka and some people came to my house. They said they saw an evangelist in the bush. They brought the person to me and said, relate with this man. I told him, I told Uka, I said, I don't make friends on the streets. Uka was angry. Until the man dealt with all of them. And when he when the man dealt with them, they didn't come back to inform me. I heard.
Aiko Seli Kama Korea. Maiko Santoria.
They were all dead to it. You can avoid some pressure. You can avoid some injuries. Hallelujah. He said, we will not go back from thee. This is a resolve. It's a determination. It's a state of heart. And when God looks at you, he says, yes, this man is willing to pay a price for the things that he seeks. That means in his eyes, those things are valuable. That's how God commits valuable things to men, because they are willing to pay a price. It doesn't matter who you are. If I didn't give you my number, meanwhile, you know, with this technology and all of that, you can get anybody's number you want to get. You now get my number without me giving you. The first thing to do is to introduce yourself. This is who I am. This is how I got your number. The purpose for which I got your number is this matter. If I'm interested, I will leave the conversation. I will leave you. If I'm not interested, I block. You understand? Now, so people will get my phone number illegally. And the first thing the person puts there is that he is in trouble. So you know that it was God's will for you not to have met them. Because if you allow this kind of discussion for the next 5 years, it is a pest. You block. I'm teaching you how to use WhatsApp. Block that time. Nothing good will come out of it. And I'm telling you as an old man. Why? There's no honor in that. And things that you don't value. I just come into your house and say, just know that there is no honor. Nothing deep can come out of it. So you block the person. Whether the person is a bishop, a pastor, or an apostle. Someone came to our space and said, I am a son of the God of Abraham, Isaac. There's problem. Introduce yourself humbly. You're already with my phone number illegally. It's illegal already. You started a journey with an illegality. So be noble. Be noble. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. So we will not depart. One guy like that, I know he's in the U.S., he got my number illegally too. He's my neighbor here. He's my neighbor in somewhere in Igbo land. Because after Benue, it's Enugu. He's my neighbor here from Enugu. I don't know how many years he stayed in the U.S., maybe 5 years or 2 years. He said the last time he came to Africa, he has forgotten the name of his country. When I heard that, I blocked. Nothing good will come out of that discussion. Nothing good will come out of it. We will not depart from thee. It is only such people that refuse to depart from the Lord that he will eventually quicken. Part of the evidence that he has quickened you is that he gives you the ability to call upon his name. You see, prayer is a spirit. The spirit of supplication is a spirit. Are you with me? There is a grace in God that he gives a man that empowers the man to be able to call upon the name of the Lord. And if you have that grace, if we see you, we will know. You have been quickened. This is not your power. This is not your strength. And the reason why he quickened you is because you refused to depart from him. There were circumstances and situations that made it logical for you. Just in case you depart, there will be a logic to support your departing. But this one says, we will not depart. Now, the question is, what is it that can make you depart?
Your relationship breaks, so you depart from him. Because I've heard somebody came and said, this my relationship is the reason, it was like a comfort from God. Now the thing has gone. Why will I continue with God? Oh, you know, I'm not a pastor. Pastors have skillful ways of calming the person down, making the person so. One came the other day and said, I'm 36 years, there's no relationship. Tell God that in the next 6 months, if nothing happens, I will do something. So I just told that one, don't wait for 6 months. That thing you want to do, do now. After 6 months, come back and let's. I'm not a pastor. This our own way. This is how we do our own in our own. I know Pastor Tony will sit the person down for 2 hours. We talk. We pray on the person. No, we are different. Me, I'm called to raise men. It's just like if you join, you don't enter the military barracks as a recruit and you're looking for love. That's what you went to look for in the barracks. You were in the wrong place. So I told the lady, you go and do that thing you are saying, you are threatening. Go and do that thing. After 6 months, do it for 6 months. After 6 months, you can now come back. I'll be ready to sit with you. She left, actually. She stayed more than 6 months. Then when she came back, it was at the back. They have the Satan had taught her practical lesson. She didn't need encouragement again. She didn't need follow up again. She was not ready to, yes, not to depart. You are laboring to, we will not depart. We will not go back from you. Quicken us. So, hallelujah. So when you go to seek the face of God, it's not the first day, first moment. The first day you are not aligned yet. You take time when you decide not to depart, that nothing on earth matters to you by securing the mind of God. Then he comes and then he quickens you. The moment he quickens you, there are many things that happen. One of the things is that what you can call upon his name. Another thing that happens is that what? He brings things to your remembrance. Another thing that happens is that he begins to use your imagination to show you greater, mighty things that you do not know. That's the way he breaks curses. Because those things he's showing you are possibilities that demons don't want you to achieve. But the fact that you have seen it has triggered the desire for it. Do you understand that? That's what it does if it wants to take you out of the box. And I speak as a man that he has shown things. Right? And I followed him until I saw them come to pass. So one of the things God does to people that are pleasing in his sight, such people that he wants to show mercy, is that he begins to cause them to see outside of the box. By using the faculty of their imaginations. That imagination switches on because you are quickened. And being quickened is an evidence that the hand of the Lord is upon you. Don't forget the three things we have said. What's the first thing? There are many locations that God will have you go. Just like Jacob. Jacob was in a certain place, and God now opened his eyes when he went to sleep for him to see the same place that he was sleeping. It means that God wanted Jacob to see the location he was from the perspective of the realm of the spirit. And guess what? That same location that Jacob was very, very different when he saw that location from the perspective of the spirit.
The question I have to you, for you, is this: have you seen your family from the realm of the spirit, from the vista, from the with the eyeglasses of the Holy Ghost? Do you know your clan by reason of a testimony that came from God? See, there are places you need to visit, I tell you. There are things you need to see. There are understandings that must come to you. You must be armed with some form of insight in order for you to prosecute destiny adequately. All right. So, these are the symptoms that the hand of the Lord is upon a man. But it's not all. That's not all. Isaiah 37. Isaiah 37. And it came to pass. Ezekiel 37. I'm sorry. Ezekiel 37. Our parent scripture. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. Verse 2. And caused me to pass them round about. Behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. That means the inspection was quite detailed, and all of this was the vehicle was what? The hand of God. Some of you will need to be taken on this excursion to see your family from the 12th generation, the 15th generation. The reason why people die at a certain age and you cannot explain, every other year, everyone is going back to the village in sorrow because an icon has died. If someone wants to go beyond a certain level of visibility, then mourning will be the outcome. And all those kind of, you will not be able to interpret that mystery. Why those things are happening until God takes you on an excursion. In fact, the burden I came with this night is that Baba needs to take each and every one of us here on an excursion. An excursion. We have righteous people here, holy men here, desperate for God, all kinds of stuff. And you notice that there's a limitation around your life that you cannot overcome. You are prayerful, fast, you hear God. Can we, you see, you are not praying the right prayer. The prayer is, take me where? On an excursion. This guy was brought into the valley of dry bones, and God gave him the privilege to pass by. Oh! Jesus. To what? There were two observations that he made when he passed by. The first observation was that the bones in the valley were very many. And what? They were very dry. Have you passed by your family? Have you passed by your office? When Boko Haram bombed the United Nations office in Abuja, that was when, and you know, in the United Nations, you need at least master's degree, you know, in order for you to be reckoned with. Need a PhD. So those are enlightened people. Some of them schooled in Oxford, University of Nigeria, and Soka. Second degree somewhere in the US. Well traveled, enlightened people. And then Boko Haram now bombs the office. And talismans were under the carpet. PhD holders. People that were well traveled. A believer will be in that office and accept the Lord takes him on an excursion, he will not know where he is. What happened? The Lord caused me to pass by them roundabout. Can you pray that prayer this evening? He caused me. That's why I read the book of Ephesians chapter 1. It said, blessed be the Father and God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, but these blessings are domiciled in heavenly places. Are you with me? All right. I don't know if it's because of the privilege of the office that the Lord has domiciled me to serve him. I have experiences. That's why I don't have administrative skills, because I cannot be doing one thing consistently. No. I am more spontaneous. All right? Like the other day, they said I should come and take offering. When I came here, I saw an evil spirit. I cast out the spirit. And after the time I was supposed to take offering, we had not yet taken offering, and I had finished. So we now say, okay, don't be taking offering again. So Tony now is the one. Ogbe. Because something, that is how I am. All right? And I don't know. See, study yourself. Don't try to be everything. We are what we are by the grace of God. So I was in the place of prayer. And it was not only me praying. We were a lot of us in the prayer team that is in my house. And I was just praying. And praying. And then the angel of the Lord that used to come to me now came. I said, can you come? I said, why not? Took me in the spirit. Meanwhile, I was still praying. That is in the natural. I was still praying. But the angel had taken me. So I was seeing things. That's how I know I'm in transport. It's not your physical body that travels. Oh my. I know many of us ministers want to experience what Philip experienced when he translocated. If you are not used to transport, the one that is your spirit that goes, it will be difficult for you to eventually experience that full bodily transport from one location to another location. So the angel came, and it is still that same angel that will transport you bodily, if it is God's will for that to happen. That capacity is not something we can fake. It is one of the articles of God's sovereignty, and if God wants to do it through you, so be it. If he doesn't want, you will never experience it. But we know it's a possibility. Jesus gave us a list of the dimensions of the supernatural which we expect when we go for him. He said, in my name you will cast out what? Devils and all of that. We expect it. But don't expect to translocate, because that is held up in the sovereignty of God. Alright. So the angel of the Lord now came. Come. So I went with him. And he took me to a place in Makurdi. I was born in this city. I was born here, so I know Makurdi. There's no part of Makurdi I don't know. My junior secondary school was in Mount St. Gabriel Secondary School. Senior secondary school, I left. It was still Benue State then. It was still Benue State, but it is now Kogi State. But that means we didn't change location, but we changed state. And then I came back.